That is the sound of Mount Edgecombe High School celebrating. On Saturday afternoon, the girls' varsity volleyball team won their state championship. The school held a celebration in their honor, which included a presentation of the championship trophy. The Braves won the 3A state title after a nail-biting tiebreaker against the Monroe Catholic Rams. Both teams were undefeated coming into the three-day, eight-team tournament at the Alaska Airlines Center in Anchorage. In the championship game, the Braves actually lost to Monroe Catholic 3-2. But since it was their first loss and Monroe Catholic had lost a previous game, both teams were given one last chance. Here's Coach Michael Mahoney.
We had to play what's called the if game or if necessary game, and it's one set to 30 points, win by two.
The finale was something out of a movie. The Braves trailed for the first half of the match, but made a strong comeback that tied the score 28-28. On the brink of victory, senior Renata Olson, the team captain, delivered a key serve.
All season long, coach, when we're serving, he puts us in a situation. You're serving game point, in practice, he would say that. And what I thought was this is actually it. I'm serving game point. And if I get this in, we can win.
Olson got it in. And with a few more plays, the Braves secured the championship. The girls' varsity team also won the state championship in 2011 and 2012. For senior Eden Kronk, who's been on the team since freshman year, this victory is the perfect way to close out her high school volleyball career.
Every year you're doing the same thing, the same warm-up, same stretch, warm-up, prayer, cheers for every single game, and it was, amazing how we ended it.
Mount Edgecombe High School declared Wednesday, November 19th, Cardinal and Gold Day, asking everyone to wear school colors to honor the victorious team. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.